Good morning, First Press. It's good to be here, bright and early. I haven't seen 9 a.m. in a long time, but it feels good. It's indeed the day the Lord has made. Amen. So little about myself. I'm a transfer student getting my bachelor's in English. I transferred from Sacramento. I've been a part of the Focus community for the last 2 years. Something a lot of people don't know about me is that I have the curious distinction of having been accepted to Cal twice, 2 years in a row. The second acceptance letter was what brought me here, but I'd say my story really begins at that first acceptance letter, the one that kept me home an extra year. When I got that first acceptance letter, I was not in a positive place. I'd been secretly struggling with anxiety, feelings of existential doubt, with pride, guilt, afraid to share this with other people. I was afraid to admit these problems to myself. I was denying them, pushing them under the rug, hoping they would eventually dissipate. It was when I got that letter that the wheels really started to turn. Should I accept and intend to register, I knew my entire world would change. I'd be without the safety of my home, my parents, their guidance. I'd be on my own, going into a world of unknowns, of uncertainty. Suffice to say, I declined enrollment, as deferral was not an option. And to tell the truth, the decision was one of the hardest I had to make. Not hard in the sense of choosing whether or not to go, but in the realization that I was broken. I was disappointed in myself. I wanted to do so much with my life. I wanted to go to Cal Berkeley. I was frustrated at myself, of my crippling feelings of anxiety. Why me? Why do I have this problem? Why can't I shake it? The Bible's full of moments of people in dire straits, people who were far worse off than I was, fighting for their lives or in the midst of great suffering. The power of God was manifested in several of these passages in the book of Psalm, Paul's journey in Acts, and of course Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. People of great importance to the kingdom were fighting for their lives. They may have also asked, God, why is this happening? Why me? Is there a way out of this that's less painful? I have to admit, I was resistant for much of my life in committing to the Christian walk. I had great exemplars of faith in my life, but none of that was enough to break down the walls I'd constructed around myself and my sense of independence. I challenged everything and committed to nothing. As I spent the next year slowly unraveling the layers of what was ailing me, I decided to give the whole Jesus thing a shot. In my mind, I couldn't lose any more than I had already lost by not transferring to Cal. With fantastic support from family members, very patient parents, and a few good friends, I began to see some light amidst the darkness. I knew that when I got to Berkeley, I needed to find a church and get hooked up with the college ministry. I immediately felt right at home at the first Focus meeting I attended. Everyone was super friendly and welcoming. Nick and the interns were great. I was hooked. People actually wanted to get to know me. And here I've been for the last 2 school years. So as I reflect back on 2 years at Berkeley, attending church and Focus here, changing and healing from my past, I can positively say that these have been the most dynamic years of my life. In Focus, you develop friendships with people differently than you would anywhere else in the college realm. We come to church because we realize we're broken, that when we try to be our own God, we fail miserably and can't get over without seeking the guidance of the one true God. Having the mutual understanding of that shared desire to grow as people, to bond with one another, to feel a part of a community that offers grace, compassion, love, that is something you can only get from a place like this. God has been faithful to me despite my wavering faith and penchant for independence. I was put in this place, I think, for a reason. I had to go through what I did before I came to Berkeley so that I would be challenged and seize this opportunity to grow. My time here has been invaluable, and everyone I've interacted with in this community has had a meaningful impact on my life. This year, I started having hangouts with Nick, where we could really get down to business and get our hands dirty, having these frank, candid discussions about life and faith from a wise, slightly older friend has been just what the doctor ordered. I'd also just recently read Henry Cloud's book, Changes That Heal, which may have just as well been a biography for everything I was struggling with. Having this community right here allowed me to work on the most important facets of growth that I'd been lacking my whole life, that of bonding. We feel eons better when we're part of a community, Our actions have purpose, our achievements and encouraging words, however small, mean something. We learn to live, learn to love, our hearts become less hard. My penchant for independence kept me isolated. After prolonged isolation, those feelings of anxiety and existential angst came on, and I had no idea what to do. I used to search for redemption in false gods, in achievements, in knowledge, above all in pride. Universities, buildings, people, we will all fade eventually, but these eternal truths recorded in the Bible have remained forever, outlasting entire civilizations. What was relevant thousands of years ago is relevant today. God has put me in this community to change my heart and be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Romans 12:2. Every day I looked at that message on a sticky note I'd placed on my door. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Every day is an opportunity to experience God's truths, to bond with others, to learn how to love as Christ loved us. I'm far from a perfect specimen, but as I continue this marathon, what I have learned these past 2 years has altered my path in the most positive way. Thank you.